Today's Amud is Yevamos Pezayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Pezayin Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom, by the two dots, Baskayin Shinitzis Yisrael. So says the Gemara Tan Rabban, we learned in the Braisa. V'shav al Beis Aviyah. The Torah is describing a Baskayin who marries an Ishzar. She marries a Yisrael or a Levi. And so the halacha is that while she's married, so now she has to stop eating truma. If her husband dies or they get divorced, the Yisrael or the Levi, and they don't have any children together, so then she's v'shavel b'savia, she goes back to her father's house. So if it's v'zera inla, so then she's allowed to go back to her father's house and eat truma. So the Brice says medayik, the Gemara darsh, the Brice darshens the pasuk v'shavel b'savia, proud l'shoymeres yavam. It's only if she's taka going back to her father's house. However, if Reuven died, and they didn't have any children together, but Reuven has a brother Shimon, so now this Baskayin falls to Yibam, so now that's preventing her from fully going back to her father's house. Mamela, she's not allowed to go back and eat Truma, even though the Yisrael died and they don't have any children together. Doesn't matter. By virtue of the fact that she's a Shemeris Yavam, that prevents her from being Bishava Beis Aviyah, and she's not allowed to eat Truma. Kinu Reha. The Pasuk says that she goes back to Beis Aviyah, Kinu Reha, like in her younger days. So it has to be that she goes back in the same way that she was there when she was younger, proudly Mu'beres, coming to be Lafuke, if she's expecting, if she's pregnant. So the halacha is a Baskayin who married Yisrael, she stops eating Truma. If the Yisrael dies or they get divorced and she's pregnant from him, so then that also, the fact that she's pregnant, that also stops her from going back to her father's house and being able to eat Truma. She should go back to her, she goes back to her father's house, she's not allowed to eat Truma because she's not Kinu Ra. Now ask the Gemara, Valoi Dinu. Why do I need a special drasha to exclude the Mu'beres, to say that the Mu'beres is not able to eat Truma, that she's not able to be v'shava b'savia to eat Truma? V'alei dinu, isn't it pashat? Isn't it the Kav HaChomer? U'ma b'makom shel yasav v'ad min ha'rishon k'v'ad min ha'sheni l'faytra min ha'yibam. When it comes to Yibam, we find that the Torah does not treat a child from a previous marriage like a child from this marriage. Meaning, if Mrs. Reuven is married to Reuven, and Mrs. Reuven had a child from a previous marriage, and then she marries Reuven, and she does not have any children with Reuven, and Reuven dies, so Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam to Shimon. We don't say that because she had a child from a previous marriage, so that's going to make any sort of nafkamina. So you see, we don't make a Vlad min Arishan kevlad min Asheni. We don't treat a child from a previous marriage like a child from this marriage to make her pata from Yibam. Rather, we say she's still chayiv because since she didn't have any children from Reuven, since Reuven does not have any children, so therefore Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam. Yet still, asa uber ki yolod. Yet still, even though we're more machmer on her, and we don't treat a vlam in arishin kevlam in asheni, we do treat an uber ki yolod if Reuven dies and Mrs. Reuven is pregnant. So the halacha is that she does not fall to Yibam if Mrs. Reuven is pregnant. So she does not fall to Yibam to Shimon. So you see, an uber is able to accomplish more than a vlam in arishin. So malkum sha'as avlam in arishin kevlam in asheni l'paisa min atruma. So by truma, where let's say you have a baskayin who marries a Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, and they had children together, and she went ahead and she got remarried to another Yisrael, and with this second Yisrael she doesn't have any children, and the Yisrael dies. The halacha is that even though she doesn't have any children from the second Yisrael, she still does not go back to her father's house to eat truma. Why? Because a vlad min arishon is like a vlad min asheni. We give significance to the fact that she had a child from the earlier husband, from the first husband. That's enough to pass her from truma. A vlad min arishon is enough to pass her from truma. So if so, ain't I din shenasa uber kilud? If we even give significance to a vlad min arishon, so then surely we should give significance to an uber. By Yibam we don't give significance to a vlad min arishon, yet we still give significance to an uber. So by Truma, if we give significance to a vlad min arishon, so then surely we should give significance to an uber. And we should say that if she's pregnant, she does not go back to her father's house to eat Truma. And if so, I don't need the drasha of Kinu Reha Prat Lemuberes. I don't need the drasha, because really I have a Kav HaChomer. To which the Gemara says, and no, lie, no, it's not true, it's not a good Kav HaChomer. Because Mali asa ober kiyolod linin mesim linin Yibam. By Yibam it's true, we treat an ober kiyolod. We give significance to the fact that she's Mu'beres, and that patters her from Yibam. But that's because by Yibam we also have a different big kula. Shari asa mesim kichayim. So therefore, nasa ober kiyolod. Because by Yibam we also make mesim kichayim. The halacha is that if Reuven is married to Mrs. Reuven, and they have a child together, and Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven does not fall to Yibam to Shimon. Even if that child then dies, it doesn't matter. Since they had a child, even if now the child is Mesim is Kechayim when it comes to Yibam. So you see, we're very makel by Yibam. We treat Mesim Kechayim. So that's why also we give it an Ober has significance. That's true by Yibam. But in Truma, Shaloy Asa Mesim Kechayim, by Truma we don't treat Mesim Kechayim. If the Bas Kayim marries Nishzar, they have a child together. And then they get divorced, the husband dies, whatever the case is. But she still has this child from Yisrael, so she has to stop eating truma. If the child then dies, she goes back to her father's house and she's allowed to eat truma. We don't say Mesim Arkechayim. So therefore, since we don't say Mesim Arkechayim, so maybe also we won't give significance to an Uber. So it's not a good Kavu Chaymer, Yibam or more Mekel. We treat Mesim Kechayim, maybe that's why we're not so Uber Kiyolud. But then in truma, where we don't treat Mesim Kechayim, so how do you know that we're going to give significance to an Uber? That's why I have the drasha of Kenureh. Kenureh teaches us that we give significance to the Uber, and we say that if a Bas Kayin is had a relationship that ended with the Yisrael, but she's Meuberes, so she's not able to go back to Yitruma. Now it comes out that we have a drasha from Neureh. Neureh teaches us that a Bas Kayin who is Meuberes, she's not allowed to eat truma if she's Meuberes from a czar. So she's not the Shavel Beis Aviyah Kenureha, she's not able to eat truma. So we have a Torah, the Torah tells us Vezera Einla, that it's only if she doesn't have children. If she has a child from Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat truma. That's learned out from Vezera Einla, that if she has a child, she's not allowed to eat truma. Now we have an additional Chiddush, that even if she's just Meuberes, she's not allowed to eat truma. And says the Gemara now, I need both of these drushes. I need Kenu Reha to be proudly Mu'uberes. I need the Torah to teach me that the Mu'uberes, a Baskai Mu'uberes from Azar, is not able to eat Shuva. And I also need the Zera Inla, which teaches me that if a Baskayan has a child from Azar, that she's not able to eat Shuva. Even though you would think maybe it's a Kal Shekain. No, I need both. Diikaz Rahman of the Zera Inla. If the Torah would have just said v'zera ein lo, that if she has a child, so then she's not allowed to eat truma, I would say that that makes sense because meikara chad gufa v'hash the tre gufe. It's because she's not going back to her father's house. Originally she was by herself, and now she has another baby with her. She has a person with her, and therefore she's not v'shavel beis avia. That's why she doesn't eat truma. Avam uberes the meikara chad gufa v'hash the chad gufa. But if she's just pregnant, so she's basically more or less the same as when she left. So then imatecho, I would think maybe she is allowed to eat truma. That's why I need sricha. That's why I need the Torah to tell me that no, kenureh, probably muberes, that even if she's just muberes, she's not able to eat truma. Now, because rachman muberes, however, it wouldn't have sufficed if the Torah would have just wrote kenureh that teaches us that a muberes does not eat truma. I would say muberes demeikara gufa sricha v'hash the gufa malia. I would say that's because she herself be'etzem outs her herself. Her body is totally different. Until originally when she left home, her gufa was srika. She had an empty stomach. Vahash the gufa malia. Now she has a big stomach. So meaning now she herself, Batsim, is a totally different person. Aval zera ain la de meikara gufa srika. Vahash the gufa srika. But if she has a child, I might think that she does go back to Shaval Beisavia. Because she herself is the same. It's true there's an outside person over there. There's a person who's outside of her. It's no longer a Yerechimai anymore. So maybe that's not going to prevent her from eating truma, and she would be able to eat truma. Tzricha, that's why I need the pasuk of the Zera Einlo. That's why I need both psukim to teach me both that the Mu'uberes is not eat truma, and also that if she has a child from the Zar, that she does not eat truma. Says the Gemara, Simen, Amar Lei, Loi Nase, Maseh, Bemisa, Nase, Veloi Nase, Bevlad, Yavam, Vetruma, Yibam, Vetruma, Simen. So the Gemara is now going to try to mix and match a lot of the different halachis we just mentioned, and try to say, why don't we use Kal V'chomer to change some of the dinim that we just said. For example, says the Gemara, Amar Lei Rav Yehuda mida askarta l'Rava. Rav Yehuda from askarta said to Rava that loy nasa mesik b'chaim l'nei niba mikav v'chaimer. That l'chayer, we should, based on all the halachas we've just mentioned until now, we should be able to use the method of kav v'chaimer to make it that by yibam we should not say mesim ar k'chaim. By Yibam, if let's say Reuven has a child with Mrs. Reuven and Reuven dies, so now Mrs. Reuven does not fall to Yibam. If the child then dies, so we should not say Mesim Kechayim, and we should say that now Mrs. Reuven falls to Yibam to Shimon. Now that the child dies, she falls to Yibam. So what's the Kavu Chaimer? Because Uma by Truma, Uma b'makom she'asav v'amin arishon k'v'amin asheni l'paisam in a Truma. By Truma, we treat a child from her first marriage like a child from now. The child from the previous marriage is going to be enough to pass pasul lebas kayim from truma, yet loy asa mesim kechayim, yet we do not make mesim kechayim. If she has a child from Mizar and the child then dies, she is vishavel besavia. We don't say mesim kechayim. So then going back to Yibam, makam shloy asa vlamin arishin kevlamin asheni lepoichim na Yibam. If by Yibam we don't treat a child from a previous marriage with any sort of significance, rather we say that if Mrs. Reuven doesn't have child with Reuven, if she doesn't have any children with Reuven, she falls to Yibam even if she had a child from a previous relationship. So we don't treat a child from a previous relationship with any significance. So then, ain't identically nasa mesim kechayim. Since surely we shouldn't treat a child who dies like a child who's alive. We should not treat mesim kechayim. And we should say that in the case where she didn't fall to Yibam because she had children with Reuven, and the children then died, so then now she should fall to Yibam. It could be very uncomfortable. She's married now. She got remarried maybe because she didn't fall to Yibam. So maybe she got remarried. And now she'll have to go back to the Yafam and do chalitza with him in order to stay with her husband. Maybe we shouldn't make mesim, maybe we should not make mesim kechayim. So says the Gemara, in a chanami, ba'atzam, in terms of kavachayimah, you're right. We would make such a kavachayimah, but tamulayimah, that's why we have a drasha, we have a pasuk. The Torah tells us, derechad archeinayim, v'chol nisivayseh ha-shalom, pasuk and mishle, that the ways of the Torah are pleasant, and this would be very uncomfortable if she would totally mutter for her to get remarried, because she doesn't fall to Yibam, she has children. And then, because the children die, so now she should have to go back to the Yavam, get chalitza, her husband's going to be a little bit disgusted by the whole process, by her, and it's going to ruin their relationship. That's not the way of the Torah. The ways of the Torah are nayam, v'chol and therefore it can't be that that's what the Torah wants. And even though it's true, you have a kavachaymer, we have a drasha, derechad archeinayim, to teach us not to use such a kavachaymer. Ask the Gemara another question, similar type of question, that v'nasa mesim kechayim l'nin truma mikavachaymer. Well, once we establish that by Yibam, mesim is definitely kechayim, so then let's say the same thing by truma and use a kavachaymer to go the reverse way and say that by truma, mesim should also be viewed kechayim. And if, let's say, of a bas kayin who has a child from his zar, so that passes her from eating truma, even if the child then dies and she doesn't have any children from the czar anymore, she should still be passed from eating truma because mesim kechayim. We should treat mesim kechayim. What's the kavachaymer? Uma b'makom shloy asavam min arishin kavam min asheni lepoichim min ayibam. By yibam, we don't give significance to children from a previous relationship. Yet asa mesim kechayim, we do treat mesim kechayim. So makom shasavam min arishin kavam min asheni. If by truma, where we do give significance to children, even if it's from a previous relationship, so then, we should also say that mesim is kechayim, and even if the child dies, she should still be pasul from eating truma. So why don't we use this kavachaymer to say that in the case of the bas kayin who has a child from mizar, that she's pasul from eating truma forever, even if the child then dies? Because the Torah tells us that if the relationship with the czar ends and she goes back to the base of via, if she doesn't have any children, and we could read the pasuk about her because lamaisa she doesn't have any children and therefore she's v'shava base of via. So it's true you have such a kavachaymer, but we have a drasha to teach us not to use this kavachaymer. Says the Gemara right there now another similar question, that v'nasev v'amin arishin k'v'amin asheni l'ninibu b'kavachayimer. Now that we just established this fact, that by truma we don't say meisim k'chayim, so now, and by Yibam we do, so now let's make another kavachayimer, and let's make a v'amin arishin k'v'amin asheni by Yibam l'kavachayimer, and say, u'mabim makim shurasa meisim k'chayim l'nin truma, so v'amin arishin k'v'amin asheni. By truma, we already established now that we do not treat meisim k'chayim. Yet we do say that there's significance to a child from a previous relationship. So then, makom she'asa meisim kechayim l'nin yibam, ein adin she'nasa v'amin arishin k'v'amin asheni. So then, by yibam, where we do treat meisim kechayim, we do treat meisim kechayim, so then surely we should also give significance to a child from a previous relationship. And we should say that if Mrs. Reuven had a child from a previous marriage, that should be enough to pat her from yibam. Tamu leimer Reuven ein lai. And no, the Torah is very clear that it says that if Reuven doesn't have any children, so then Mrs. Reuven falls to yibam. It's all Tully and Reuven. I don't care about the fact that Mrs. Reuven had children from a previous relationship. The Torah says, if Reuven doesn't have any children, his wife falls to Yibam. And the Maisa, Reuven doesn't have any children. Mamela, Mrs. Reuven will fall to Yibam in such a case. Now, ask the Gemara one last question. Now that we just established all this, so now let's go back to Truma and say that a son from a previous relationship should not have the significance. And if a bas kayin marries a czar and has a child, and then the marriage ends, and she goes and she marries another czar, and she doesn't have any children, and the marriage ends, so she should be v'shavel be'savia, and we shouldn't give significance to the fact that she had a child from a previous marriage. And what's the kavachaymer? We should say, By Yibam, we say Meisim Kechayim. Yet still, even though we say Meisim Kechayim, we do not give significance to a child from a previous marriage. So if by Chuma, where we do not make Meisim Kechayim, all the more so, we should not give significance to a child from a previous marriage. That's what the Torah says, that no, Einla. Baha Yeshla. The Torah says that when does the Bas Kain go back to her father's house? Only if it's Vizera Einla, only if she doesn't have any children from the Tsar and Lamaisa. In this case, she has children from a Tsar. She has a child from a Tsar. And therefore, that's going to stop her from going back to Yitruma, Hadron, Allah, Yesh, Mutares. Now, we'll make a Haskalah Bez Hashem on the 10th parak of Mesachus Yevamis. So says the Mishnah, interesting case, unfortunate case, really. Ha'isha shahalach ba'ilul medina sayam. Here you have a case of a woman who her husband went out of town. Her husband went out of town, it's been some time, and then, basically just a sneak preview of the Mishnah, is that she finds out her husband died. She gets remarried, and then her husband comes back. So now the shaila is going to be, what's her status with regards to the first husband? What's her status with regards to the second husband? The children, Yibam. Well, the Mishnah is going to discuss all the different details, and it's really going to be divided into two different subcategories. I mean, there's two different types of ways this story could go, based off of and two different types of halacha is based on exactly what happened in the story. Her husband left town, and she finds out her husband died. How did she find out her husband died? That's the key question. There's going to be a difference based on a case where she finds out her husband died from an eid echad. There's a special chiddush by these halachas that we trust an eid echad, even though normally the Torah says that only two eidim are neman. The Gemara is going to show that over here, even one eid, an eid echad that says her husband died, Chazal gave nemanis to such a thing. And if she finds out that her husband died from an eid echad, there are times where we give them manas. So there's going to be halachas that are dependent, that are going to be exclusive to such a case where one aid came and said that her husband died. And then there's another type of case where you could have two aidim that come and say that they saw her husband died, and she goes ahead and gets remarried. And that's going to have its own set of halachas. So first we're going to talk about an aid echad. Ha'isha shahalach bailul medina sayam. You have this woman that her husband went overseas. Ubayu va'amru la meis balech. Which is a very misleading, especially with this Hakdama in mind, because Ubayu Va'amrula sounds like we're talking about a case of two Eidim, when really, we're going to see from the Gemara, Ubayu Va'amrula over here is talking about an Eid Echad. Here we're talking about an Eid Echad. So Ubayu Va'amrula, an Eid Echad comes to Bezdin, and they say to this woman, that Meis Ba'alech, that your husband died. So Venises, so Bezdin gives her a heter, they say, in this case, you could trust Eid Echad, and she goes ahead, and she gets remarried, and then the unfortunate case happens. This is where things get unfortunate. Her husband, or if it wasn't unfortunate already, it only gets worse. Her husband now comes back. Her husband comes back, and now everything's a mess. She's now married to someone else, or so she thinks, so he thinks, and really her husband's alive the whole time, so she's an ishasish. Since she's an ishasish, the second person's marriage is technically not chal. It was never taifes. They thought it was chal, but really it wasn't, because her husband's still alive. Halacha is teitzei mizeh umizeh. The halacha is that in such a case, very unfortunate, she now has to leave both men. If things weren't unfortunate until now, she thought she lost her husband, she finally starts over life, she gets a new husband, the first husband comes back, now she has to leave both men. Now she's not allowed to go back to her original husband, who's her actual husband, and she's also not allowed to stay with the second man. Utricha get mizeh umizeh, she needs a get from both of them, the first husband for sure, even the second husband, Gzeira, we'll see in the Gemara, she needs a get even from the second husband, even though technically their marriage was never chal. Vein laksuva, v'lei peiros, v'lei mizaynos, she doesn't get any of the ksuva or any of the things that come with it from either of the men, not ksuva, not peiros, meaning if the second husband ate the peiros from a nechsem alug, and really it comes out they were never married, it doesn't matter. She does not get reimbursed for those peiros that he ate. She does not get financial support. Mizaynis, let's say she borrowed money, her husband was away for a while, she borrowed money to buy food, it's all the debt's going to be on her. She doesn't get reimbursed by any of the men. She doesn't get the blois, le'alzeh. And if she took it, she even has to give it back. Any children that she had from the second child is a mamzer, for sure, because she's an ishazish. That's a didaraisa. Even more than that, from both of them, meaning if she goes back to the first husband, which she's not allowed to, she's teitzei mizeh umizeh. If she goes back to the first husband and she has a child with him, the child is considered a mamzer midrabanan. The child's considered a mamzer. If the men are a kohanim, So neither of them can be matame for her, the second husband for sure. He's on her husband. Even the first husband, who's technically her husband, he's not allowed to be matame for her, to bury her if she dies. Both husbands are treated like strangers, and even though normally if a woman finds something, it goes to her husband. In this case, both men are not treated as the husband. They are not zeiche in the metziah that she finds. They're not zeiche in the money that she makes. They do not have the ability to be made for her nedarim. If she was a bas yisrael, so now that she had this illicit relationship, even though it was not something that she did on purpose, doesn't matter. Nifsal min kahuna, she now becomes pasul from kahuna. Bas levi min ha-meiser, if she's a bas levi chiddush knas, that she now becomes pasul from meiser. Bas kayin min ha-truma, and the bas kayin also now she's a pasul a psula, and she becomes pasul. She's not allowed to eat truma anymore. The ein yarshin shalzev yarshin shalzev yarshin as ksuvasa. The yarshin from both men do not yarshin her ksuba. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. We just said she doesn't get a ksuba. The Gemara will explain. The emesu achiv shalzev achiv shalzev chotzev lemi avmen. And if any one of the husbands die, if any one of the men die, so neither of the brothers from either side, neither of the brothers from the first or second husband do chalitzu or yibam, because so the second husband, it makes a lot of sense. Second husband's not really married to her, so of course there's not going to be any yibam. The chiddush is that even the first husband, so we'll have to see in the Gemara more about this, but the first husband, even the first husband, there's not going to be chalitzu and yibam. Rabbi Yaisi says that ksuvasa nechse baila harishain, she does get a ksuba from the first husband. Rabbi Lazar says that harishain zakev emitziasa mas first of the rea. He argues on this nekuda. He says that the first husband is zeicha to her mitzia maisi adayim in a first nedar. Rav Shimon Omer that he argues on a different nekuda that piasa yachalitzasa meachiv shalrishain paitaras sarasa, that there is yibam from the first husband and the brother could either do chalitza or even yibam, and that's going to work the path of the tzara, meaning that's a regular yibam. The ain of vlad mimenu mamzer, and vlad, any children that she has from the first husband, if be'isr, she goes back to the first husband, the lachas teitzim miza umiza. Lama'is, if she goes back to the first husband and she has a child, the child will not be a mamzer. That's all in the case of an eight echad. An eight echad came back and said to her that your husband died. Ve'imni say shalai birshos. However, if when she got married, she got remarried, it was shalai birshos, which sounds a little bit counterintuitive. Really, shalei b'rishus really means that it was out without rishus from Bezdin, because she didn't need rishus from Bezdin, because two Adam came and said that her husband died. So in the case where two Adam came and said that her husband died, she doesn't need to go to Bezdin. She has two Adam saying that her husband died. So them needs the shalei b'rishus. She didn't need a special permission from Bezdin. So then, since she got married with two Adam, so then we line up the kenasais and muteris lachzerlei. She's able to go back to her first husband in such a case where she gets remarried, and then the first husband comes back, so she's able to go back to the first husband. This is like a total ines, and it's not really her fault that she listened to two Adam. So therefore, she's allowed to go back to her first husband. Nisei Salpi Bezdin, says the Gemara, another difference between whether it's Nisei Salpi Bezdin, meaning with one aid, or Nisei Shaloi Alpi Bezdin, meaning with two Adam, is that Nisei Salpi Bezdin, if she gets married through a Hayra from Bezdin, it was really only an Eid Echad. So then, like we said before, Teitze, she has to leave both men. Upatura min a karban. But also, she has an advantage that she's not going to have to bring a karban. She's going to be pata from a karban. The halacha is a yachid shasa bayras Bezdin is pata mi karban. So she's not going to be chayiv to bring a karban. However, loy Nisei Salpi Bezdin, ironically, if she did it in the better way, if there was two Adam, so now she didn't need Bezdin, so Tate says she has to leave the second husband. She's allowed to go back to the first husband, according to some, but she is allowed to go back to the first husband, but v'chayeves b'karban, she's a regular shaygeg, that she'll have to bring a karban. There's a special patur by a yachid shasa b'ra'as Bezdin. Over here, she wasn't anything to do with hayra'as Bezdin. She didn't need hayra'as Bezdin. There were two Adam, so ironically, that's actually going to make it, and now she's chayeves b'karban. Now, so it comes out that yafu chayev Bezdin, patron a carbon. Now when she gets married through Hayra's Bezdin, that actually has an advantage of the patrons are from a carbon. Says the Mishnah now that in this case where Hayru Bezdin Linase, there was only an eight echad, and Bezdin gave her a psak that she could go ahead and she could get remarried, Vahalcha Vakilkulav, and she went and instead of getting remarried to someone who was mutter to her, she went and she didn't have era. She married someone who was asr to her, she went and she was Mizaneh. The halacha is Chayevis Bekarban, now she's going to be Chayevis Bekarban, even though it was Hitiru Alpi Bezdin, Shalay Hitiruha El Linase. When you can't say that she's a Yachach Asa Bahira's Bezdin if she went and didn't have era. It's true there was an eight echad, so we needed Beis Din to give her the special heter to get remarried, but that patur from the carpet is only going to apply if she does what Beis Din wanted her to do, which is get remarried to someone that's mutter to her. If she went ahead and she was kilkula, so then that's going to bring the carbon back on, and she's going to be chayavis be carbon.